KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's partly cloudy, 76 degrees in Atlantic. A heat advisory is now in effect for most of the KJAN listening area, with the exception of the far west and southwest counties, where it goes into effect at noon today and runs until 8 o'clock tonight. The rest of the area, including most of the state of Iowa, is under that heat advisory through Saturday morning. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. The Council Bluffs Police Department Monday afternoon released the names of the person who died and were injured in a crash Sunday evening on Interstate 80. Officials say 49-year-old Pamela Mahoney and her 19-year-old daughter Colleen, both of Carter Lake, were killed in the crash, which occurred around 6:15 p.m. Officials said a pickup truck driven by 46-year-old Scott Billings of Omaha was traveling west on I-80, but it traveled down an embankment and hit a Ford Escort driven by Pamela Mahoney as she was traveling south on I-29. Her car had just passed beneath the westbound I-80 overpass when it was hit by the pickup. Pamela Mahoney died at the scene. Colleen Mahoney was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center, where she died from her injuries Monday morning. Billings and his children, ages 4, 12, and 15, were taken to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs, where they were treated for non-life-threatening injuries and released. While the accident remains under investigation, officials say speed and alcohol did not appear to have been factors in the crash. Instead, officials suspect Billings fell asleep at the wheel of his pickup. No charges have been filed at this time. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
A Des Moines man was charged with failure to yield from a stop sign following a non-injury accident Friday afternoon in Audubon County. Sheriff Todd Johnson said Monday the deputies had responded to the scene of the crash at the intersection of Highways 71 and 44 at around 2:30 p.m. The accident happened as 67-year-old Dale Edward Gust of Templeton was traveling north on 71 in a 1995 Chevy S10 pickup, and 87-year-old Edwin Alvin Pitts of Des Moines was traveling east on 44. The sheriff said Pitts stopped at the posted stop sign, but after failing to see the approaching pickup, then pulled out to cross Highway 71. As he did so, his 2007 Chevy Cobalt was hit by the pickup. The impact caused the car to spin sideways. Damage to the vehicles was estimated at $3,500 altogether. Pilot error may have contributed to the crash of an airplane Friday evening northwest of Griswold. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker said yesterday that witnesses had described the actions of the plane's pilots, 76-year-old Elmar Sudman of Atlantic.
What they said was, from witnesses, that he was coming around, maybe coming in too fast, was going to pull it up and then make another pass around there. Thought he was going too slow, and then it just basically dropped and hit the ground. And then nose dug in, flipped over. So it felt like it was a stall.
The accident happened at around 8:30 p.m. Friday. Danker said Sudman and a passenger in the 1976 Cessna, 59-year-old Delbert Thurman of rural Atlantic, were transported by Griswold Rescue to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. A medical helicopter then later transported Sudman to the Nebraska Medical Center, where he remained in serious condition Monday, suffering from a fractured leg, forearm, and back injuries. Thurman suffered minor injuries in the crash. A reward is being offered for information leading to an arrest in connection with a fire that occurred May the 18th here in Atlantic that destroyed a home at 602 Oak Street. The blaze erupted at a structure owned by Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home at around 3 a.m. on that date. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese.
The investigation into this has been going on since the day of the fire. We have done our own testing, and the insurance company had their agent out and did testing as well. We dug through the debris. There's a definite burn pattern in there. We know what was used, but it definitely is a case of arson. And investigations and interviews have been happening since that time, but it's kind of got to a spot where we're looking to the public to see if they have any more information. Maybe they saw someone, have overheard something, or whatnot, to maybe move the investigation along.
John Tyser, a special agent with the Iowa Fire Marshal's Office, told KJAN News Monday that there are some telltale signs that often present themselves as clues that a fire is suspicious.
Part of what we do when we conduct investigations is that, you know, there's a number of different things that we look at, and burn patterns related to how the fire progressed is certainly one of the things that we look at.
Tyser said he can't reveal any additional details about how the fire started, such as the type of material used to ignite the blaze.
We never, especially in ongoing cases, go very deep into, you know, how we determined that it was an arson. We just leave it basically at the fact that it was a set fire, and obviously the investigation's continuing with interviews and things. And so anybody that's got any information involving that, anyone who might have seen anybody near the property between probably 1 in the morning and 3 in the morning on May 18th, we would appreciate having them contact us.
A reward of up to $10,000 available through the arson hotline is being offered for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons responsible. You can call the arson hotline at 800-532-1459 if you have any information, or the Atlantic Police Department at 243-3512, and you can remain anonymous. News time is 7:13.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Or call 764-6000.
In our funeral announcements, Frank M. Jessen, age 87, of Stewart, died Friday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Frank Jessen will be this morning at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Burdette Shorty Parrott, age 91, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Shorty Parrott will be today at 10 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Richard L. Morrell, age 87, of Ocala, Florida, died June 21st at the VA Medical Center in Lake City, Florida. Funeral services for Richard Morrell will be today at 10:30 at the Gray United Methodist Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Wayne Abbott, age 90, of New Hampton and formerly of the Greenfield area, died Friday in Rochester, Minnesota. Funeral services for Wayne Abbott will be held on Thursday at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Gloria Faye Erickson, age 84, of Griswold, died Friday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Gloria Erickson will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Margaret Maxine Nelson, age 98, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Graveside services for Margaret Nelson will be on Saturday at 1 o'clock in the Galva Township Cemetery East. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Harold W. Kleinpaste, age 92, of Harlan, died June the 9th at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Harold Kleinpaste will be on July the 10th at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Carol Jean Wachter, age 62, of West Des Moines, died Monday at the Cavanaugh Hospice House in Des Moines. A private graveside service for Carol Wachter will be held at the Earlham City Cemetery. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. David S. Beck, age 73, of Des Moines and formerly of Kimbleton, died Sunday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Services for David S. Beck are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.